Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex. All week, we've explored the technical side of AI, from neural networks to training to creative applications to productivity tools. But today, we need to address something crucial. How do we ensure this powerful technology is developed and used responsibly?
I'm so glad we're talking about this. The more I learn about AI capabilities, the more I realize how important it is to think about the ethical implications. Like, who decides how these systems should behave? And what happens if they get it wrong?
Exactly. This is where Switzerland's approach with APRTIS becomes really interesting. By making their training process completely transparent, they're saying, here's exactly how we built this. Judge for yourself if it's ethical.
That transparency is refreshing. But let's talk about bias in AI systems. I've heard stories about AI being used in hiring and loan applications that discriminated against certain groups. How does that happen?
That's one of the biggest challenges in AI ethics. If an AI system is trained on historical data that shows bias, like hiring records that favored certain demographics, the AI learns to perpetuate that discrimination. It's not intentionally biased, but it reflects the biases in the training data.
So it's like the AI is learning from our past mistakes and repeating them?
Exactly, and sometimes amplifying them, because AI systems can process information at such scale. This is why diverse development teams, careful data curation, and bias testing are so crucial.
What are companies doing to address this? Are there actual solutions?
There are several approaches. Companies like Microsoft and Google are investing heavily in bias detection tools, using more diverse training datasets, and building inclusive development teams. Some are also using techniques like adversarial testing, basically trying to trick the AI into showing bias so they can fix it.
That's like stress testing for fairness. But what about privacy concerns? With AI needing so much data for training, how do we protect people's personal information?
This is another massive challenge. Traditional AI training has often used whatever companies could scrape from the internet, including personal information. But we're seeing new approaches emerge.
Like what?
Techniques like federated learning, where AI models learn from data without accessing the raw information directly. It's kind of like learning from shadows instead of the actual objects. There's also differential privacy, which adds mathematical noise to data to protect individual privacy while still allowing useful analysis.
That sounds really technical. Are there simpler approaches people can understand?
Absolutely. The most straightforward approach is data minimization, only collecting and using the data you actually need, and consent mechanisms, being transparent about what data you're using and giving people control over it.
Speaking of people having control, what about the economic impact? Should we be worried about AI taking jobs on a massive scale?
This is probably the most emotionally charged aspect of AI ethics. History shows that technology typically creates new types of jobs while automating others, but the transition period can be really challenging for people whose skills become obsolete.
So it's not necessarily that there will be fewer jobs overall, but that different skills will be valued?
Right, but we can't ignore that the transition can be painful for individuals. This is why education and retraining programs are so important. We need to help people adapt rather than just assuming the market will sort it out.
Critical. What about the concentration of AI power? It seems like only big tech companies and governments can afford to develop the most advanced AI systems.
That's a crucial point. The computational costs of training advanced AI models have become so high that it's creating a kind of AI aristocracy. Only organizations with massive resources can participate at the highest levels.
And that's where initiatives like Switzerland's APRTIS become important, right?
Exactly. Open source projects, public-private partnerships, and government initiatives are trying to democratize AI access. The goal is to prevent a future where AI capabilities are controlled by just a handful of organizations.
What about regulation? should governments be stepping in to control AI development?
This is where it gets really complex. Some regulation is necessary. We need safety standards, especially for AI used in critical applications like healthcare or transportation. But overregulation could stifle innovation.
How do we find the right balance?
The most promising approaches involve multi-stakeholder collaboration, bringing together technologists, ethicists, policymakers, and affected communities. The EU's AI Act and similar initiatives are trying to create frameworks that ensure safety without stopping progress.
What can regular people like us do? This all seems so big and complex.
Great question. You can participate in discussions about AI ethics in your workplace and community. Support companies that are transparent about their AI practices. And think critically about how AI should be integrated into different parts of society.
Practical. Are there specific things to look for when choosing whether to use AI products?
You should look for companies that are transparent about their AI training data, have diverse development teams, and have clear policies about bias and privacy. Also, companies that allow you to opt out or control how AI affects your experience.
Connected. What about the global dimension? Different countries have different values and approaches to AI ethics.
That's one of the biggest challenges ahead. China, the US, and Europe are taking different approaches to AI regulation and development. We need international cooperation on AI safety and ethics, but that's really difficult to achieve.
Inquiring. Are there any examples of good international cooperation on AI?
There are some promising initiatives like the Partnership on AI, which includes companies and organizations from different countries working on AI safety. The UN is also working on AI governance frameworks, but we're still in the early stages.
Projecting. Looking ahead, what are the biggest ethical challenges we're likely to face with AI?
I think the biggest challenges will be around AI systems becoming more autonomous and making decisions that affect people's lives. We'll need to figure out accountability. When an AI system makes a mistake, who's responsible?
That's a really important question. Like, if an autonomous car has an accident, is it the manufacturer's fault, the software company, the person who was supposed to be supervising?
Exactly. And as AI systems become more capable, these questions will become more complex. We might have AI systems making decisions about healthcare, criminal justice, or financial services. The stakes are really high.
Empathetic. This conversation has made me realize how much work there is to do on AI ethics, but also how important it is that we're having these discussions now.
Absolutely. The choices we make today about AI development and deployment will shape how this technology affects society for decades to come. It's not just a technical challenge, it's a human challenge.
Inviting. Any final thoughts for our listeners about staying engaged with AI ethics?
Encouraging. Stay informed, ask questions, and remember that you have a voice in how AI develops. Whether you're using AI tools at work, encountering AI in healthcare, or just seeing AI in the news, you can advocate for responsible development and use.
Summarizing, this has been such an important conversation. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up the week by looking at the future of AI, where this technology might be heading, and how we can all be part of shaping that future responsibly.
Perfect. It's going to be an exciting look ahead to what's coming next in the world of AI, building on everything we've learned this week.